This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Winter is hitting hard right across the country, and so is a wave of colds, flu, RSV, COVID, and so on. For many of us, that raises an age-old dilemma. Do I stay home or push through and head into work anyway? Well, today we're joined by Dr. Gemma Saravanos from the University of Sydney to help us figure out when it's safe to show up and when it's better for everyone if you don't. Gemma, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much for having me this evening, Warwick.
Now,
great. Always excited to talk about, one of my favourite topics, and it's a really big challenge. So, yeah, over to you.
I mean, there's a lot going on at the moment, isn't there, Gemma? I feel like everyone is sick right now. What's actually going around?
Yeah, so absolutely. Look, you've mentioned some of the big ones already. Of course, we've got COVID still persisting in the community. Mm. We've got rising levels of influenza virus, and we've also got a lot of RSV, which we're hearing a lot more about, excitingly, because we have new prevention agents for that. But certainly these big three are really on the rise, and that's intermixed with a whole range of other general cold and flu viruses that are also circulating.
Gemma, for people who are waking up, I suppose, with a sore throat or a runny nose, how do we tell if something is contagious or just the cold weather? I find a lot of people turn up and they say, oh, look, it's not contagious. And I think, well, how do you know?
Yeah, look, it's a good question, and it is a difficult one sometimes. I mean, I think the simple answer is if you're ever in doubt and you think you might be coming down with something and you can stay home, it's absolutely the best course of action to do so. And the other thing I think to think about is also the persistence of symptoms. So if you've got symptoms that are persisting and they're unusual, it's quite likely to be a respiratory infection. Or if you've got significant symptoms, so if you've got that really snotty nose or that active cough, very high chances you're infectious and best to stay home.
A lot of people often hear or say, oh, look, you know, I'm at the tail end of something. Does that mean that you're no longer contagious if you're at the end of an infection, or can you be contagious right through?
So another good question, and look, it is possible that people can be infectious for longer. There's a huge amount of variation here. The general rule of thumb, I think, is early in the illness when the symptoms are greater, that tends to be when people are most infectious and most likely to spread that infection onto unsuspecting friends and family. And as that time goes on, those symptoms reduce, infectivity or infectiousness reduces as well.
We're chatting with Dr. Gemma Saravanos from the University of Sydney about when it's best to stay home sick or when it's okay to go in to work. Gemma, the big question, if we're a little unwell, but, you know, we're not totally bedridden, what's the safest thing to do? Is it ever okay to go out into work?
So, look, I think always best practice if you're symptomatic. So I think you've got to think about your symptoms might be an indicator of infectiousness, as well as how you're feeling. And, of course, if you're feeling unwell, you know, that's your body telling you that you're unwell, you need to stay home, rest and recover. You know, and paired with those symptoms is probably telling that you're infectious. And if you go to work, you are putting your colleagues at risk as well.
Now, you spoke briefly about we can prevent RSV. Let's talk about vaccines. I know I go to my GP and I'm like, quick, just give me everything. Check if I'm out of date and hit me with it. What can we do to stop things like RSV? I didn't realise there was a vaccine for it. Is there a vaccine?
Yeah, there is. And it's really quite new. It's very exciting. It's mostly targeting prevention in young infants where the burden of disease is greatest. Because I think, you know, just going back a bit, one thing to remember about all of these viruses is for most of us, you know, it might be a mild illness or a bit of a nuisance, but some people will get very, very sick and end up in hospital, end up presenting to emergency departments. So we know that when we have a safe, effective vaccine available, we can reduce that risk of that severe disease and keep people well and healthy. So the RSV vaccine has been rolled out this year, really targeting young infants, but there is also a vaccine available for older people, where we also know there's severe disease in that group. Of course, we've got an annual influenza vaccine. We've also got an annual COVID vaccine that's available to people as well. Generally, these are recommended for all people over the age of 18 for COVID and over 6 months of age for the influenza vaccine.
Now, for those casual workers, staying home sick might mean losing some pay. How do we balance that if you think, you know what, I'm unwell, I don't want to spread the infection, but I can't afford to not go to work, because that is a reality for some people. What should we do then?
Yeah, Warren, that is a really big challenge and understandably really difficult decision for people to make, you know, in that casual workforce where they don't have access to sick leave. Although I can say best practice is to stay home if you're symptomatic, at least until those symptoms reduce, the reality might be different for some people in different situations. If you do have symptoms, you need to go out. The recommendation is to wear a well-fitted, clean mask and to minimise contact with other people as much as possible.
Now, we often, and I'm guilty of this, I'll stay home, but I'll work. I'll continue to work. You know, I might go for a walk or what have you. What would you say to people like me who you do come down with a virus and you don't necessarily stop? Is that bad?
It can be, and I think this is the other challenge, isn't it? With our working from home, increasing in those options that people will stay home, they'll be sick, and they'll continue to push on. Look, I think really it's a personal decision, but we do have to listen to our bodies, and if we're not feeling well, that's our body telling us we need to rest, we need to recover, and we're going to get back into action quicker in that way.
If we don't rest, does that delay the recovery?
Yeah, absolutely. It could delay recovery.
So in terms of what would you say, I suppose, to someone listening now, the final message, who's sick but feels guilty and perhaps feels a bit pressured to keep working, what would you say?
Look, I would say that the work will be there when you're well enough
never,
to face
never
it.
Never stops.
In most cases, things can wait. So personal decision, but you've only got your health once. It's best to put that first.
Gemma, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thank you so much for having me, Warren.
Thank you, Dr. Gemma Saravanis, lecturer at the Susan Wackel School of Nursing at Sydney Infectious Diseases Institute.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.